The little hare bird still continues his almost incessant chirping, the first to begin and the last to quit the performance. Though the voice of this bird is not very sweetly modulated, it blends harmoniously with the notes of the other birds, and greatly increases the charming effect of the combination. It would be tedious to name all the birds that take part in this chorus, but we must not omit the pee-wee with his melancholy ditty, occasionally heard like a short minor strain in an oratorio, nor the oriole, who is really one of the chief performers, and who, as his bright plumage flashes upon the sight, warbles forth a few notes so clear and mellow as to be heard above every other sound. Adding a pleasing variety to all this harmony, the lisping notes of the meadowlark, uttered in a shrill tone and with a peculiar pensive modulation, are plainly audible, with short rests between each repetition. There is a little brown sparrow, resembling the hare bird, save a general tint of russet in his plumage, that may be heard distinctly among the warbling host. He is rarely seen in cultivated grounds, but frequents the wild pastures, and is the bird that warbles so sweetly at midsummer, when the whortleberries are ripe, and the fields are beautifully spangled with red lilies.